window?
Yeah, I imagine, yes. Yeah, oh, yes. That could be a broken window.
Does the rock, what happens to the rock when you break a window? Does it fall outside the house?
I rather think it falls inside. If it's got force enough to break it, it must fall inside.
It goes
inside of the house, folds inside of the house. I never did try it. I've seen some baseballs hit windows and break them, and the ball would go right on the inside of the house the same way into a car. I've seen that happen in automobiles. Baseball.
Goes right through the window, huh?
Yes, right. If it was like a foul ball, you know, off of the bat that had enough force to it, why, go right through the window. That's right. And it could, of course, it could be just hard enough to break the glass and then still fall outside. It depends on how much speed there was on it, I suppose.
If you're using cattle, what did you say you call those when you domesticate them and use them for a plow or a wagon or something?
Well, oxen.
Uh-huh. What do you call those when you have two of them hitched together?
Well, it's a yoke. A yoke of oxen. That's two of them hooked together with a yoke. You yoke them together. The big wooden thing goes over their necks, you know, and they pull from the top. They pull from the top of their necks, you know. They don't pull from their shoulders like a horse, a cow, or an ox. Ox pulls from the top of his neck, you see, with this big wooden outfit they call a yoke. You know, that'd be a yoke of oxen.
If, let's see, when you say ba to a horse, then he goes which way?
Back.
Back?
Yes. He backs up.
If you say
I don't
here.
Say ba, though. I say bok.
Bok.
Bok. That's right. It sounds kind of like back, but they say bok. Oh, bok. He'll just stop and then he'll sit back the other way, you know. Mm-hmm. Horses that are thoroughly trained to that kind of.
And if a horse is coming in this direction, he's coming how in relation to you?
Well, he's coming facing you. Yes.
Anything else you might say there? He's not going away, he's coming.
Well, he's coming at you.
If something is only a short distance, you'd say, oh, it's only a...
Only just a jump. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
And if, on the other hand, it's quite a distance, what would you say?
Well, I might say it's a quite a fur piece. Yes, sir.
If something is plentiful, it just found all over. Someone says, where can I find it? And you say, just go out here and find out who's most.
What are you doing?
Scared me.
Get on out of here. You're gonna get. Mom, he's a choking on whatever he's got in his mouth.
He's chewing on
now. Uh-oh. Well. What was that question again? Now you throwed me off there.
Well, if something is very plentiful, and someone says, where can I find it? You say, oh, you just go out there, you just find that most.
What do you say?
Well, it's just in abundance, just every place.
Is you all at all common around here?
You all? Mm-hmm. Not unless they're from this, not unless they're from south.
How about you ones?
Well, now there, I think I believe the people from Missouri use that expression, or the people from Arkansas.